This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
Looking at the woman in the Bible, we've been doing this for the month of August in a celebration and recognition of Women's Month. And quite a number of women that we've taken a moment to pause at. We've taken the moment to look at the life of Rahab, the life of the judge Deborah, looking at the life of what we could see from, my goodness, I feel stuck and I can't remember any of them right now. I actually remember we looked at the life of Delilah. Yes, we last week Friday looked at the life of Lot's wife and so many different people that we're seeing in the scripture that we're kind of saying, we want to pause and see some of the things that we can note and take from their lives as something that we're able to apply into our own lives. And today's no different. We continue that and we're taking it again back into the Old Testament and to the story of a woman that I don't think a lot of people would enlist her when they talk about the woman of the Bible. Last week, I said this when we were talking about Lot's wife. People don't think about her when they talk about the woman from the Bible. As well as, if you think about it, Delilah. Delilah's not someone that people look at when they talk about women from the Bible. Today, we're starting with someone that otherwise would be ignored, although I think she's supposed to be the first person we should look at. And I'm talking about Eve. Genesis chapter number 1. In the very beginning, right at the beginning of the Bible, we see the story of Eve. And I think it's important for us to take a moment and see what are some of the things that we're able to draw from the life of Eve that we think we can learn from our own life. But maybe you're saying, okay, Kosi, I don't know so much about Eve. I just know there she was, Adam and Eve, but I don't know her story so much. Well, her story is just her being part of creation, part of the first two created in the very beginning of this earth. And we see her coming created from the rib of Adam. And she is the mother of all living, so to say. And she is of the very first of creation and became the mother to Cain and Abel and many others. And we all know the story of Eve. And the most important thing that I think a lot of us know about the story of Eve is that encounter that she had with a serpent and the thing about her and the eating of the fruit. Some people say it's an apple. As an Apple devices lover, I just think that is very, you know, yeah, there's a word I must find there about it just being sidelining or some hate speech of some sort. But you know what? Don't quote me on this one. But that's as much as we know about Eve. We know that she was made in the image of God. And we see how there was a calling for her. And we see how there was a fall from this encounter with the serpent. And I think we can all kind of limit Eve to that moment. We're all kind of saying, oh my goodness, I need to go speak with Eve the moment I make it back to the heavens and say, why did you do that? Look at what you put us through. But I do think there's so many things that we can be able to see from the life of Eve. Let's look at one of the first things that we can look at is the interaction between Eve and the serpent. And it's actually so important what we see happening over here. Because it wasn't so immediate that the serpent came and said sweet nothings in Eve's ear and Eve immediately took the fruit. But there was an interaction that happened over there. The verse in chapter number 3 of Genesis, verse 1 starts off with saying, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals in the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? I just want to say, the first thing I see from this moment is, if I see a snake talking to me, I'm out of there. I'm not going to stick around to find out more about what it has to say. I am immediately hitting the road and making my way out because nothing is normal about a snake that's speaking. But you know what? It's the beginning of the world. No one knows what is normal or not, so we'll let it pass. But if the snake starts off by questioning the word of God, I think there's something that we have to pause and really pay attention to that's happening over there. And she goes on, the woman says to the serpent in verse 2, she says, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from that tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Friend, sometimes, you know, well, this is the first lesson that I see from the life of Eve that I'm seeing as a lesson into my own life is to say, Lord, sometimes it's not so much that it's the outright living against your word that gets me into trouble. It's the things that make me look at ways to bend your word. Khosi, what are you saying? Okay, let me put it this way. Sometimes as a people, we look at the moment of saying, okay, how far is too far? At what point can I stop? At what point am I then in sin? Let me share it from my own life. When I was engaged with my wife, and one of the common questions that come out when you are engaged and you're leading towards your wedding day is to say, how far can we go before we break the law? You know what I'm talking about, right? How far can I go before I am in sin? And I think sometimes the things that we could see or something we can learn from Eve's life is realizing that it's not so much about how far before you break the law. It's the creating space for us to look for a loophole in God's word that sometimes leads us to speaking to snakes that speak to us. To find ourselves in situations where we're going outside of the will of God only because we're looking for things that we can be able to bend the word of God with. Friend, I spoke about this on Friday when we're speaking about Lot's wife, is this idea of backsliding is very, very slow. The road to when we go off from what God has called us to do, it's very gradual, it's very small, and it sometimes starts with us saying, Lord, what can I bend from your word? Yes, you said this, but what can I bend from your word that actually leads me to a place where I'm living outside of the call of God? I look at the life of Eve and I'm just like, man, it's easy for me to look at Eve and say, why did you eat the fruit? Meanwhile, I'm saying, Khosi, what are the areas where you're looking for areas to break from the promise of God, the word of God, the instruction of God? She has this conversation, and I think that's where we learn so much about her. This conversation that she has with the serpent, and it's found in Genesis chapter number 3. So it starts off saying, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And she responds saying, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. And verse 4, the serpent replies, you will certainly not die, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And in verse 6, it says, when the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eyes and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of them both were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. I'm just like, man, there's a lot happening over here. Suddenly I'm realizing they've learned how to sew. I don't know how they learned this, but needless to say, they do this in efforts of covering themselves. And I think there's something so important that happens over here that we take from the life of Eve, and the next thing that we see from the lessons of her life is realizing that sometimes we can have people speaking into our ears and they'll say things that seem convincing. Eve, moments ago, says, God says we should not touch or eat of that fruit. Moments after listening to the serpent, the scripture says she looked at the fruit and she saw it desirable to eat and to gain wisdom and for food. All that happened in between was the words of the serpent. She leaned more into what the serpent was saying more than it is what God was saying. She allowed the voice of the serpent to be louder than the voice of God. Friend, I'm just like, Lord, help me to see where there's people, culture, music, family, social media, books that I may be reading, popular things that people are saying, that I'm allowing them to be louder than you, that even what you're saying I should not do, I tend to find myself doing, all because I've allowed it to be louder than God. Friend, it happens so often where we allow these things. I mean, if you think about it, if I talk about someone cutting you off on the road, or more specifically, if I talk about the way taxi drivers will drive you, a lot of us will be okay with the fact that you may be shouting at them because it's just like, of course, it's a taxi driver, it's okay. But I don't think that's the posture of God. I think there's so many things that we've come to accept as normal because we've allowed other things to be louder than the word of God. And what he's saying to us is what we see happening with Eve. She allowed the words and the voice of the serpent to be louder than the words and the voice of God. But something else that we also see, and it's so funny, came through here on the WhatsApp line from Missy Ward saying, Eve had a false sense of security without the knowledge of God's word, and therefore had a false sense of confidence. Woo! And it leans so much to what I wanted to go for, is Adam and Eve, the thing that would have saved them more than anything else is the knowledge of God's word. That's it. That's absolutely it. Not them being able to trample on the snake's head. Not them being able to know how to say the right thing. Not them having all these spiritual gifts. Just knowing the word of God and leaning on that. Just being able to know God. The knowledge of who God is and his word was enough for them. That alone was enough to get her out of that situation. But she stepped into a place where she felt like she could make the decision over and above God's word, that she could decide how she does things over above God's word. And sometimes I do this in my own self. I decide how I'm going to manage my marriage over and above God's word, how I will raise my kids over and above God's word, how I will go and build this business, how I will manage my finances, how I'll navigate this place of waiting and trusting God for my life and for my healing, or how I will manage my relationship with my manager or my employees over and above what God is saying in his word, how I will love my neighbor over and above how God's word is saying we ought to love them, even if they do you wrong, love them. Eve had this place of believing that what she thought was right was greater than what the Lord was saying in his word. Whew. Fam, there's so much that we can learn from the life of Eve. And I think these three things causes me to pause to say, Lord, there's a deeper investigation I'm needing you to do in my heart. First of all, this allowing the word of God to be made that it's, I look for areas where I can bend it across, so to say, where I can look for the gray area of God's word, but also in the areas where I believe that I'm not leaning into God's word and I'm leaning more into myself. And I'm just like, Lord, help us that we might be a people that will say, Lord, if there's anything that we need more in this world, it's to hear from you, not to allow the things, the culture, the music, the society, or even ourselves to be louder than the voice of God, than the word of God. To be a people that will say, hey, more than anything else in this world, I will be a person that chooses to lean and trust the word of the Lord.
The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.